Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Highly Sensitive Person by Elaine Aron. Sophie, I have to ask, when you first heard the term highly sensitive person, did you immediately think of someone who cries at commercials?
Oh, totally. And I think that stereotype is exactly what this book is trying to dismantle. It's not about being fragile or overly emotional. It's about a biological trait that about 15 to 20% of the population has, and it affects how you process everything from sounds and lights to other people's moods.
Right. And the first thing that struck me was that this isn't just a human thing. Aron talks about how you see the same trait in over 100 other species, from fruit flies to dogs to primates.
Exactly. And there's a reason for that. In any group, you have the bold explorers who rush in, and then you have the sensitive ones who hang back and notice the subtle rustle in the bushes. That caution actually balances the group and helps it survive.
So in the wild, it's a survival strategy. But in our modern world, we've created this culture that rewards the bold explorer and makes the sensitive person feel like they're doing something wrong.
And that's the core problem Aron identifies. She gives us this acronym, DOES, to break down what high sensitivity actually looks like. The D stands for depth of processing.
Can you explain that? Because it sounds like it means thinks too much.
But it's not just thinking too much. It's that your brain literally takes in more information and connects it more deeply. So you need more time to make decisions because you're seeing all these possibilities that other people just skip over.
That's why I always take forever to pick a restaurant. There's a lot at stake, okay? But the O is for overstimulation, right? That one hit me hard.
Yeah, because you're processing so much, you hit your limit faster. A busy grocery store or a loud party can genuinely drain you in a way it doesn't for others. And it's not a weakness, it's just a nervous system that's more tuned in.
And the E is for emotional reactivity and empathy. Sensitive people feel their own emotions deeply, but they also absorb the emotions of everyone around them. They can walk into a room and instantly feel the tension.
Which makes them amazing friends, but it also means they can get overwhelmed by the world's suffering. And finally, the S is for sensitivity to subtle stimuli. They notice the flickering fluorescent light or the slight change in temperature that everyone else filters out.
So it's like their brain is constantly processing a fire hose of information. And one thing that really clarified things for me is that this is not the same as being an introvert. About 30% of highly sensitive people are actually extroverts.
Right, they still need quiet and solitude to recover, but they get their energy from being around people. So you can be a social butterfly and still be highly sensitive. And it's also not a mental illness, even though it can look like anxiety or depression.
Because it's a temperament that's present from birth, not a disorder. But I guess the environment you grow up in makes a huge difference in how you see that trait.
That's where Aron's idea of a good enough childhood comes in. If a sensitive kid is raised with love and understanding, they learn their sensitivity is a gift. But if they're raised in chaos or with constant criticism, they internalize the message that they're too much or too weak.
And that can lead to a lifetime of shame and self-doubt. So the book is really about undoing that damage and learning to see your sensitivity as an asset, not a flaw.
Exactly. And she gives you practical tools to do that. One of the big ones is what she calls the pause. Instead of feeling like you have to react instantly, you give yourself permission to slow down and process.
That sounds simple, but for someone who's used to feeling overwhelmed, it can be revolutionary. Just taking a breath before answering a question or stepping away from a stressful situation to gather your thoughts.
And the other essential piece is rest. Sensitive people need more downtime, and that's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Time alone, time in nature, a calm environment, these are all vital for recharging.
I remember you telling me you started wearing noise-canceling headphones on the subway, and it changed your whole commute.
It honestly did. It's about creating environments that support your needs instead of fighting against them. And Aron also has a lot to say about relationships and work.
Because when you're sensitive, You can absorb your partner's stress or feel completely drained by an open plan office. So what's the advice there?
Communication and boundaries are key. You have to be able to say, I need some alone time to recharge, without feeling guilty. And you need to seek out work that gives you autonomy and quiet, where your depth of processing is actually an asset.
It's so true that the world's greatest artists, writers, and scientists were probably highly sensitive. That depth of perception is what let them see the world differently.
And Aaron makes a beautiful point about the spiritual side of sensitivity. That same brain that processes sensory details deeply also processes existential questions deeply. Sensitive people are drawn to art, music, and nature because those things resonate with their inner world.
So it's not just about managing the challenges, it's about embracing the gifts. The empathy, the creativity, the ability to notice what others miss. The world needs those people.
Absolutely. And one of the most liberating things Aaron says is that you don't need to change who you are. You just need to get better at managing it, learning to say no, setting boundaries, and giving yourself permission to live at a slower pace.
The part that got me was the health connection. Because you're so attuned to your body, you notice things earlier, which is good, but you also might get anxious about every little ache and pain.
Right, so sleep, nutrition, and exercise are even more critical for sensitive people. And stress management isn't optional. It's essential for your physical health, not just your mental well-being.
So what's the one thing you're walking away with after reading this?
Honestly, it's the reframe. What the world calls too sensitive, I now see as deeply perceptive. What it calls too slow, I see as thorough. It's a different operating system, not a broken one. And if you want to explore this more, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Yeah, that reframe is powerful. It's not about becoming someone else. It's about becoming more fully yourself.
And that's really the heart of the book. Your sensitivity is not a weakness to be overcome. It's a strength to be understood and celebrated. We'll see you in the next one.